Wild Bunch Podcast.
Jake's mom and the Wild Bunch know relationships are hard.
I know.
Sometimes you just need help figuring it out.
I need help.
That's where the man panel comes in.
Big Mama's man panel.
That's what we call ourselves.
Earth's mightiest heroes, I think.
Yes.
Men, manly men.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men panel fans of all ages, welcome to the man panel. This is the most talked about relationship advice segment on the planet, and I don't want you to miss out on it. So I want you to go ahead and send your request and questions to us right now. Any question you might have for the man panel can be answered today. I want to welcome Coach Bob and Dr. Dollar here to the man panel. Judge Justice is dialing in right now. Coach Bob, you made the promo all week. Did you hear it?
No, I did not. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
You're fired. Well, real quick, I just wanted to cover this before we get into the man panel and start taking your questions on the Absolute Law text line at 239-765-1039. A new survey by Edu Birdie reveals that tequila drinkers are more likely to cheat on their partners than non-tequila drinkers. 81% of tequila drinkers admit to cheating in a relationship. 81%.
Wow.
48% of beer drinkers admit to cheating. 34% of whiskey drinkers. 8% of wine drinkers. So if you are dating a wine drinker guy, ladies, you're good. 78% of whiskey drinkers, they cheat. 63% of beer drinkers cheated in school. They cheated in school. And tequila drinkers also cheated in school. But in a relationship, you got to stay away from the tequila drinkers and the whiskey drinkers.
There for sure.
There you go. Just so you know. Man panel, what do you drink? What's your drink of choice there, Judge Justice? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It is gin, so I don't know what that makes me.
No, you're not on the list. You're good to go. You're good to go.
It makes you horny.
It ain't the gin, bud, man.
There it is. Hey, Judge Justice got a new dog. You guys see it in the video, right? You guys all see it before we run to break.
Oh, wow.
Judge, is that a brand new dog you got there? Is that a new puppy?
It is, but it's my buddy Quinn's dog. He's here, but it's not mine. But she sure is cute, isn't she?
Hey, I was going to say, he got a new dog. I wonder if he got a new relationship, so that's why he got a new dog.
Wow.
It's Quinn's dog. I'm afraid somebody that I date will take it.
All right. We've got Tucker on board as well, so let's take a quick four-minute break, and we'll come back and take all the questions that we have lined up already for the man panel. Hold on.
E-1039.
I don't go out on dates with guys who don't open the door for me.
Really?
Really.
Seriously?
Yes.
Aw, man.
No, he didn't.
Big Mama's Man Panel.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
We are back now with the man panel. If you've got questions, we've got answers. 239-765-1039. I got a great cross section of man panelists here ready to take your calls and questions, and we're about to get to it right away. A little brownie, who's up first?
All right, so my husband admitted on Sunday that he has been unfaithful. He cheated with a former coworker. He said that he did it because we have been married for a long time and he was looking for something exciting and new. He now regrets it and has asked for my forgiveness. I gave it to him because I felt somewhat guilty and responsible for his infidelity.
What?
Should I feel this way? Should I have done more in the bedroom? Is his infidelity his fault or my fault?
Doc, go ahead.
Yeah, that's, you know, forgiving, you know, infidelity is quite difficult. And it has to have several components. One, it has to have remorse. The guy that, or the girl that did that, in this case, it's a guy, has to have remorse. And the remorse has to be a truthful remorse. I regret, I'm sorry, I screwed up, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Number two, you have to figure out why did he do it? I mean, did he do it all because you didn't? There was no communication. The sex was a problem. What was the issue? Number three, you have to remove the part that was inciting there, that coworker, that relationship is going to reignite the moment
things are happening.
Hey. Right, the moment he goes back to work.
Broom closet?
Number four, you have to move forward. If you decided to say, it's okay, you know what, we forgive. So you really have to forgive and move forward. You cannot come back every other day and say, you know what, you did that, now it's a big issue. And also you have to be really careful who you are going to tell, which friends you are going to tell about what happened, if anybody.
Judge, you're up.
Doc, I agree with what you said, but at the end of the day, listen, if she feels responsible for his infidelity, divorce him and marry me. I like that attitude. Seriously?
Oh, my gosh.
Michael Tucker, go
Seriously,
ahead. What's
that
up?
Was, hang on. That was not his fault. I mean, that was not her fault.
Not her fault.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think? Go ahead there, athlete. Michael Tucker, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I agree with Doc. You got all the... everything you have to take into consideration. That's a tough one. But like you said, once you decide to go down that road and you forgive them, then you have to kind of...
Better hope that chick don't work at the office no more. But Coach Bob, you're aside. Up.
Yeah,
yeah, it's I agree with the doc. I would... it's definitely not her fault. And, I got to ask for forgiveness every night at the end of the day. So forgiveness is a big part of life.
All right, go ahead. What do you want to
I think we're all in agreement here. Not her fault.
I was just going to say it was her fault just to be different than the rest of you guys. I'm just kidding. I didn't want the peanut gallery to chime in on me. Yeah. Go ahead. Peanut gallery, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
I agree. It's not her fault. And that makes me sad when a woman says that. Like, maybe I could have done more. Maybe I should have done this. There's nothing that she could have done differently because it was something that he was going to do regardless. She could have given him the world and he was going to cheat. But the fact that she forgave him is better than me. But because she forgave him, then they have to move forward and pass
it. Better let it go.
Yeah.
Number one thing, you can't say you forgave somebody and then bring it up next week at dinner. All right. That ain't the way it works. It's gone forever if you forgive somebody. Don't ever forget that. Hardest thing to do, but you can do it. It's possible. All right. Let's jump in. Another one coming in. Go ahead, little brownie. What you got?
Okay. So let's see. Man cave or X gift?
Man cave right there.
Okay, cool. So my wife and I are in the process of buying our first home, and it's already causing some drama. The new house is bigger than the house we're renting, but the rental has a room for a man cave, which I have grown to love. The thought of losing this room is bothering me, so I approached my wife about taking the bigger of the spare bedrooms and turning it into a den with a sleeper sofa. My wife went off the deep end because she wants our two-year-old to have a huge bedroom. He's two. He never hangs out in his room except to sleep or change. I think we're wasting this great room with bay windows and a view on a kid who couldn't care less. Man panel, what would you do? Would you demand the bigger room?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me chime in first. I want to go first on this one. Yeah, I want you to demand a bigger room. I have a two-year-old that doesn't even go in his room. The only reason we use his room is to distract him. Hey, look, we threw a toy in there and he's like, oh, I've never been in here. Like, oh, look at this room. He didn't even go in there. All his stuff is dragged out throughout the entire house. Yes, the bigger room should be the man cave, but I could be wrong. I could be alone on this bandwagon by myself as I see a lot of the man panel shaking their head at me. Go ahead, Tucker. You're up first.
He's already prepared for years down the road. She's looking at the two-year-old. He's going to be 9, 10, 11. This is going to be his room. She's already made plans. You are messing up her plans. Suck it up. Find a quiet spot somewhere that you can sit and watch your TV.
Ugh.
You're not going to win this battle. You are not going to win it.
What do you think? Go ahead, bud, man.
No, that needs to be the man cave ASAP. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he already knows that little boy's already in his bed. That's why he wants the fold-out bed in there so he can have a damn night's sleep.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't have a kid's name in his back.
Hey, man, the man has his own space now. The man needs his own space. Dr. Dollar, you're shaking your head at me. What are you saying?
Yeah. So, first of all, the rule about happy wife, happy life, and all this stuff absolutely comes into play here. And number two, man cave is man cave because you don't need windows. You have a TV there, no windows. It's much better. You don't need a big space. My man cave is the smallest room in the house, no windows. I have a TV, I have a futon there, and I'm happy as happy can be. And you know what? It's saving our marriage.
Someone off the Absolute Lead sign, after Absolute Law text line says, kid isn't paying a mortgage, I am. But Coach Bob, what do you say?
Yeah, listen, I'm with Doc and Tuck on this one. Happy wife, happy life. I'll take the small room. I personally don't want y'all hanging out with me anyways. Y'all can't come over if I got a lazy boy and a big screen TV. Everybody has to stay home.
hey, off the Absolute Law text line. Oh, my God, take the room. He's two. Please your husband, for he is finding a new man cave. See, that's off the Absolute Law text line. That's not even me.
He needs that window, too. You got to put a couple of little puffs out there once in a while, too.
That window better open. Go ahead, Judge. What do you want to say?
You guys are missing the point. I mean, he's two. Do we wonder why our children are spoiled, entitled, think they deserve everything? He's two. He needs a huge room. Shut up. Make that kid go to work.
Hey, speaking
make him go to work.
Hey, speaking of entitled, hey Doc, can I borrow your son's Tesla? I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
They make it in a motorcycle now?
It's a Range Rover.
All right, it's a Range Rover. Look, he had to jump in there. Oh, you ass. All right, let's go ahead and jump into it right now. The peanut gallery.
Okay,
what do you say?
So I'm gonna really shock y'all with my answer, all but right. I honestly think that he deserves that man cave. I think every guy deserves a man cave. And if he wants the bigger room, cool, because we have the whole house. We have the whole house as women. You have that one room, live your best life and get out of my hair. So I think the kid needs to chill, have the small room, and then let the husband have the man cave. I'm
Brian
for it.
Brian gets to design the bar, though.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the taco bar, not the liquor bar. What's really going on?
I get both.
There it is. All right, let's jump back into it.
I'll say.
Go ahead, B.
Okay, so I'm thinking about canceling a second date I have on Saturday night. Last weekend, Brock and I went out for the first time. He bought dinner with a coupon. I caught him slyly slipping the coupon in between his money. I didn't think much of it until I told my girlfriends on Wednesday. They say Brock is cheap and didn't think enough of me to pay full price. Ugh. Their opinion made me mad. No one wants to date a cheapskate. My brother said he would have done the same thing as Brock because using a coupon shows smarts and good money management. Should Brock have used a coupon on our first date? Is he a cheapskate or a good money manager? Well...
I can't wait for this.
All right, go ahead. Go first.
All right, first of all, Brock's not very bright, okay? You can tell this by his name. His name is Brock, okay?
Yeah.
He's a bro.
That's true.
And his mom gave him the coupon, and he was like, well, if my mom told me it's good, then hey, my mom told me we should use this coupon here at TGI Fridays. Yeah, Brock's not very bright. Don't hold against Brock, but don't worry because you know why you like Brock in the first place.
Go ahead. What do you think there? Coach Bob, you're up.
Yeah, I think Brock's a brilliant guy. I think Brock ought to call off the second date. If I was Brock, I'd be the one calling off the second date. Manages his money well, thinks ahead, saves money on the date, ready for the second date. Michael, buy another drink at the club.
Michael Tucker, you're up. What do you say?
Brock's only problem was he tried to put it with his money rather than getting up and going to talk to the waitress himself.
Yeah, because his name is Brock.
Yeah,
Doc, what do you say? Go ahead.
I think Brock is a great guy. He's smart. He has everything. He knows how to manage his money. I would have done the same thing. You know, sometimes I get a gift certificate and I use it, and my wife does not think I'm cheap. I saved us 25%.
Oh, you're not cheap, Doc. No, you're not cheap.
No, Doc. Range Rover. Range Rover.
Judge, you're up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with them. I mean, come on, man. I would have said to her, I would have just straight upped it and said, hey, listen, you know, I got this gift card and this is great. We can go here. I mean, I would have tried to hide it and slip it in between my money. I would have just straight up.
I think you should break up with him and send him on his way so that in a couple of years when you see that he's a millionaire and you don't have anything because you're a dumbass, because let me tell you what I've learned recently. People that are rich live like hermits. They don't share their money. They don't give it away. They don't overspend. They watch everything. They always got money to have. Rich people always got money. Why? Because they live that way. They use a coupon. They're frugal with what they do, with the exception of one, and we all know who I'm talking about. He's the only one. All right? He's the only one. He's building a roller coaster. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
I saw that. I saw that.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about. All right? But for the most part, when you are tight with your money now, you'll be a more you'll have more money later on. Every rich person tells you that story. You can read books on it. It's crazy. Let's go to the peanut gallery. See
okay,
what she
so
says.
Should I feel
dump,
like
would you dump a guy? Would you dump a guy with a coupon?
First date.
What?
Or like first impression? Like that right there set the tone. And to me, he did seem like a cheapskate. Now, if y'all have been together for a long time and you're married, like Dr. Dollar, and you want to use a coupon or a gift card or something like that, that's fine because y'all have a relationship. But on the first date, I just think that's like poor taste.
But Brock's got really good abs.
So
and big
and really
biceps.
Good hair.
So
yeah,
he's got. Well, he's
it was
got a
it's already a turn off. It was already a turn off once you pull that coupon on, bro.
And he drives a Range Rover.
Then why? No, I can't. Like my no.
I'm pretty sure he drives a pickup truck. A
big one. I love it. I love it. All right, there you go.
Or well, Prius.
There you go. Now you know Southwest Florida. Now you know. All right, go ahead, Brownie. Go on. Let's hit five.
Okay, so I'm so upset because my ex-husband's girlfriend wears revealing swimsuits and thongs when they go to the beach and when she lays out. We have two high school boys, and I don't think it's appropriate. His girlfriend is doesn't have any kids, so maybe she doesn't understand what teenage boys are like. Should I confront my ex or talk to her about having her wear something less revealing around my boys?
Huh. Let's go to Judge Justice. What'd you say? Judge,
how old are the kids?
They're high school boys. High school teenage boys.
All right.
Teenage boys. There you go. Who wants to go first? Judge, you're up. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, a little bit of eye candy ain't bad. Obviously, your ex-husband likes it. He's your ex-husband for a reason, because you didn't have no eye candy. Okay? So don't be beating up on him. And your boys looking, they're going to look no matter what. Whether it's there at their pool or at someplace else, they're going to look. They're teenage boys. That's what they do. And it ain't no problem looking at her. As long as she's appropriate, she can actually help them develop appropriate relationships. So get over it.
We've
quit
all
being
seen
jealous. Quit worrying about losing your husband because you're fat and ugly.
Oh
and
my
move
God.
On.
You've all heard.
Zero to 100.
We've all seen stepmom porn on Pornhub. I mean, come on now. Michael Tucker, you're up. Go ahead.
Wow, we took that to a different level right there.
For real. Right?
Well, your son's about to be the like life of the party. Everybody's going to want to hang out at their house. Everybody's going to want to go hang out with them because, hey, you go to the beach, you're going to have like 30 people with them because that mom's going to be out there.
Hey, we're coming home. Hey, jumping Brock's Range Rover. We're all going to the beach with him. I love it. Coach Bob, you coach kids this age. What do you say?
Oh, man. And listen, teenage boys from the age of 13 to 15, let me tell you, it don't matter what that girl has on or not. Their minds are a scary place.
There
but,
it is.
Yeah, I'm with the judge on this one, believe it or not, man. Don't be mad because you got out of – don't be mad because you got big and fat and this girl's hot and sexy in a bikini and try to say, well, don't wear it in front of my kids. Come on, man. Just you're jealous of her body.
Doc, what do you say? You agree?
I agree. A hot stepmom. Nothing better than that.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break. When we come back, I don't know Peanut Gallery on this. We're out. That's okay. All I got for you. Coming back, then we're going to get into a roommate boyfriend giving a shoulder rub. We'll talk more about it next. Hold on.
Big Mama's Man Panel.
Why do you say such ridiculous things?
Tastes sound good in my brain, then my tongue makes not the words sound very good.
Men, 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 manly men.
All right, we're back now with the Man Panel, 239-765-1039. That's the phone number. If you got a question, you can call and go right to the front of the line, or you can hide behind your cell phone and text in on the Absolute Law text line, which is what a lot of people like to do. It is definitely the avenue of choice for people here on the man panel this morning. All right, the entire man panel is actually with us today. So let's go ahead and jump to the next question. Go ahead, Little Brown.
Okay, I am currently a sophomore at a local college, and I am homeschooling because of my coronavirus. The other day, I was working on my laptop at the kitchen table when my roommate's boyfriend came in and began giving me a shoulder massage. My roommate wasn't home at the time, and the massage was done in a soft, sensual manner. I was shocked. Should I tell my roommate? I'm not sure what to do, but I do know her boyfriend is a creep. I would want to know if my boyfriend did that to her.
Oh, my goodness. Do you tell the roommate? That's what we want to know now. Michael Tucker, you're up first. Go ahead.
He was just trying to make you comfortable. You look stressed. He's just trying to rub your shoulders and loosen you up. That's all he was trying to do.
Doc, what do you say?
Well, first of all, you accepted that. You could have said no. You said, hey, leave me alone. Don't touch me. But you accepted that, Rob. You went with that. So, you know, now keep your mouth shut if you accepted that, Rob.
Oh, wow. What do you think there, Coach Bob?
Yeah, he was trying to hook up with you. You did accept the rub, so. You either got to figure if you want to hook up or tell him to leave you alone, but don't tell your friend.
Judge, what do you say about this?
Well, I think it's real simple. No, you don't tell your friend. But listen, if you know he's a dirtbag and he was hitting on you, he's just proved now that he's a dirtbag. Mind your own business and move on. Just don't hook up with him. If you think he's a dirtbag, move on. Don't tell your friend. All you're going to do is make sure you don't have a friend no more.
Your friend will definitely realize that he's a dirtbag, but you look like you're going to say something different over there, Dad, a.k.a. Budman.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that's definitely creepy, okay, number one. Number two, I think you should, listen, if you are going to tell your roommate, before you do it, go to like apartments.com or anywhere and just get ready to move, because they always shoot the messenger. However, morally, you should probably tell her, because that's definitely a kind of a creepy move. But, you know,
you're going to be blown away. Yeah, absolutely. Tell her.
Yeah.
Tell her, pack up and move out. Unless she believes you. It depends on how close your friendship is. I'm going to tell her. I think the guy's creepy. I think it's I think it's beyond creepy. I think it's just uncomfortably creepy. It's like every time he walks in, you're going to be on edge. It's never going to be comfortable for you again. And I think you should definitely tell your roommate, and you should have definitely turned around and smacked him in his face. You had one shot to do it. You knew he was a creep before that. You missed your opportunity to slap him in his face. What do you think?
I agree with you 110%. I think she should for sure tell her roommate about it, because women's intuition, like we know, like that right there was a huge red flag. Like, your boyfriend's a creep, and he was basically testing the waters to see how she would react to it, not thinking that she was actually going and snitch. So...
Ooh. Oh,
not cool, dude.
I just find it completely uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would never touch my friend's boyfriend and vice versa. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, all right. I wouldn't want to be accused of it one day. Like, did you touch my roommate? No.
Yeah, because we will never let you forget it.
Man, that's horrible. All right, let's get to the next one. Go ahead.
This one is confusing. Is it at the bottom?
Yep.
Okay. I'm looking for advice on when and how to disclose past trauma in a romantic relationship. At 16, I was in a car accident. My injuries were severe enough that I required emergency brain surgery and used a wheelchair for several months. I maintained excellent grades after the accident and am currently working as a scientist, but I also developed anxiety, depression, and a serious eating disorder, and the mental health effects still linger 10 years later. I survived those years thanks to some amazing therapy, but my young adulthood is defined by sadness in my memory. I've recently started dating again and have found that matches tend to use common high school and college experiences as a way to try and connect. Should I lie and play along? Do I pretend to be the chill girl? What do I do?
Do you tell a guy up front that you used to be badass crazy? Let's find out. Go ahead, Budman.
My understanding is that she had a bad accident and she missed out on a lot of stuff in high school, and she wants to know if she should make up a happy high school history. Is that exactly? No, I mean, you are the sum of your experiences. So if he doesn't like you for you, then what are we doing here?
I tried, Dad.
But if you're still experiencing trauma over that, I mean, there's a lot of things you should probably research. You're a scientist.
Yeah,
there's some things to go deep into your consciousness that you might discover something interesting about yourself.
A scientist. What do you think, Doc? Go ahead.
Especially if she's a chemical engineer.
I agree completely with Budman. I think, you know, the fact that you had depression and you recovered, it looks like you're doing much better and you recovered from that. It's part of you, and you should not lie to yourself. I mean, forget about others, to yourself about that. But do you need to disclose it right away? I won't disclose it right away. This is not something you're going to disclose the first date. You're going to wait. If you have good chemistry, you may disclose that.
What do you think, Coach Bob? You're up.
Yeah, it's never good to start any relationship on a lie. So I'm kind of with Doc. You know, you don't want to ever start anything on a lie, but you don't necessarily have to come. You also don't want to depress. That's a terrible first date to tell that history, man. I leave at the end of the dinner.
Michael Ducker, you're up. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree totally with them. You have to feel comfortable with the person, number one, maybe 3-4 dates in to start telling them about the history and stuff. Don't jump into the first date and say, hey, this is what happened, da da da. You might not have a second date.
Judge Justice, go ahead, you're up.
Two schools of thought there. One is, you know, go ahead and tell her everything on the first date, because if it's a deal breaker, you haven't wasted any time. Second school of thought is, you need to wait a little bit or you're going to run her off just because she doesn't know you. So I'd probably tend to wait a little bit if I really liked her. And then, you know, once I figure out it's going to work, then I'd invest the time in explaining things to her.
All right, 239-765-1039. If you have a question for the man panel, hit us up. All right, we're about to play a little round of makeup or breakup. I'll give you the scenario, and then you, the man panel, decide whether or not you would make up or break up. Did you want to chime in on that? I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. I left the peanut gallery out. She's giving me that look. Hold on, my bad.
Don't pretend to be somebody that you're not. If you're not the chill girl, you don't have to be the chill girl, and you don't have to disclose all that information all on the first date. If you really like him, that'll all come in time. And if he likes you, he'll accept you. But your past doesn't define your present.
Slow it down. You don't have to divulge everything to everybody right away.
Yeah.
All right.
More therapy.
There you go.
DMT.
There you go. Do more therapy. There you go. Oh, Budley, you're so much
fun. You're so
funny. All right. Makeup or breakup. Here we go, man panel. You are out to dinner, having a great time, and then bam, you catch him looking at the cutie in the corner. More than once, suddenly you start to feel insecure, then a little angry. You may even ask him if he'd like to join the table in question. While you definitely should make it clear that this behavior is unacceptable to you, is there a reason to end the relationship? Man panel, makeup or breakup?
Makeup.
What'd you say?
Makeup for sure. Makeup. I mean, you want to show him that you are this hot chick that he is going to miss out.
Tucker.
Makeup. He might even know her. He's just trying to figure it out.
Coach Bob.
God, breakup.
All right, go ahead, Judge.
Makeup. Look, a guy's always going to look at other women. Sometimes he's appreciating how beautiful you are in comparison.
Budley?
Yeah, makeup. Yeah. Come on.
It's not that serious. Makeup. Yeah. What do you say?
You know what? I'm going to have to go with makeup.
All right, here's scenario number two. You've been seeing her for 2 months, and you're having lots of fun. You would notice the trend, though. She always loved to have lots of her friends around, and every time you are together. She doesn't seem to have the ability to really connect one-on-one, and you notice that she is uncomfortable with any kind of quality, deep conversation. You tried to break through repeatedly, but her walls are completely up. Make up or break up? I'll go first. Break up. You're in friend zone and don't even realize it. Go ahead, bud man.
Make up. You're constantly around other chicks, so if it doesn't work out.
Coach Bob.
Yeah, break up on this, man. This person don't want to pay any attention to you.
Tucker.
Break up and go talk to the friends.
Dr. Dollar.
My answer is always going to be makeup. And makeup it is.
Judge.
No, I mean, look, just accept it for what it is, man. She likes to hang out and have some fun with you and then likes to be with her friends. Turn that into whatever it is. Accept it for what it is. And if you want a real relationship, go find somebody who's deep enough to give it to you. Otherwise, just knock that out of the park whenever you need to.
There it is.
Well, I think makeup.
Why?
You didn't ask me.
I know. Yeah.
There's a reason for that, Brownie.
The reason
There's
why. A reason. I think. Not makeup. Just, I mean,
Why?
That'll come in time. You know, like, stop hanging up in the friend zone all the time and maybe just do some one-on-one time, or eventually she'll like it. It's only been 2 months in. Calm down.
There you go.
No, stay in it. In it to win it.
My boyfriend and I live together, and we're incredibly happy. We're in our early 20s and live and have two full-time jobs with side hustles. We're both equally ambitious and serious about our future, both professionally and as a couple. I typically beat him home from work, and while I admit I tend to be the neater roommate and more inclined in the kitchen, we have fallen into the habit of taking over cleaning and cooking. My boyfriend vocalizes that he is appreciative of everything I do, but groans and drags his feet when I ask him to help out. We've had the conversation multiple times, both lightheartedly and seriously. It does take a toll on me. I enjoy both activities of cooking and cleaning. Being an eat freak and vegan home chef will do that to you, but I can't help but think this may be a red flag down the road. I'm 23 and already dutifully showing up for a second shift as to build our life together. What will happen when we're 43, hopefully with kids? Will this still be a pattern? What do you say, man panel? Go ahead.
Have you ever met a man before? this is called a man.
This is a man.
Because every man has a mommy.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. Okay? And if we all want a mommy. Thanks, Mom.
What do you think, Judge? Go ahead.
Oh, you know, get over it. You'll figure out divisions of labor. You know, if he's dragging his feet, not wanting to do that, then divide up the labor in some other way. Have him do some of the things that you don't want to do, because you've already said you enjoy those two things. He doesn't want to do them. Fine. Figure out what his responsibility is going to be, and that'll be his that he's got to do.
Tucker.
Wake up.
What do you think, Coach Bob?
Yeah. First of all, I would expect this from a vegan. I say eat some meat and woman up and treat your man like a man.
Wow.
Doc, what do you say?
Well, I think that they have something good going on, and I think they should make up and have great sex. And I think she needs to use sex as a bargaining tool for him to do stuff. So give him the best sex of his life and says, you want some more of that? You better clean. You better do some other stuff.
That house will be spotless.
Yeah.
You cheeseburger.
you'll be able to eat off that.
Yeah. What do you think? Go ahead, Peanut Gallery.
Well, I agree with Dr. Dollar, you know.
There you go. Lay it down. That's what you got to do. All right. I want to thank the entire man panel for being on the show with us today. I want to thank Coach Bob to broadcast it live from his basement. Michael Tucker from the baseball field, Dr. Dollar from the doctor's office, and Judge Justice from Absolute Law inside the courtroom. That's how I like to do it now. Everybody's got a place they like to be.
Check out more of Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at B1039.com.